proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session related to Jewish belief. Over the past few lessons, we've looked at Jewish messianic claimants over the centuries. Today we come to a prominent figure, a man by the name of Sabbatai Zevi. Zevi lived in Turkey. He studied Kabbalah, Jewish mysticism, a system we'll get into in a future lesson, and he attracted a large number of followers. Sabbatai Zevi led a political movement designed to bring the Jewish people back to their ancestral homeland. This endeavor brought him into conflict with the Ottoman Sultan of Turkey. The teachings of Sabbatai Zevi reflected certain beliefs that were held by many of the Western European religious philosophers of his time. During the middle of the 17th century, the imminent redemption of the Jewish people and their return to the land of Israel became popular notions among such thinkers. Indeed, Christian millenarian advocates identified A.D. 1666 as that year in which the Messiah would return. Zevi may have learned about such ideas through his father, who worked for an English firm in the city of Smyrna in Turkey. In A.D. 1648, Sabbatai Zevi first declared himself to be Messiah. As a way of substantiating his assertion, he started to proclaim publicly the four-letter name of God known as the Tetragrammaton. This to Jews was a forbidden practice, something that, according to Jewish law, only the Jewish high priest could do, and then only in the Holy of Holies. Shortly thereafter, the rabbinical council in Smyrna excommunicated Sabbatai Zevi and his followers. A similar result occurred when the group came to the city of Salonika in Turkish-occupied Macedonia. After this, Sabbatai Zevi went to Israel. He enrolled a man called Nathan of Gaza into his cause. Nathan of Gaza then portrayed himself as Elijah the prophet, functioning as the forerunner of the coming Messiah, who was, in his view, Sabbatai Zevi himself. Furthermore, Nathan of Gaza announced that A.D. 1666 would indeed mark the beginning of the Messianic Age. At that time, he argued, the Messiah would come back to earth and would conduct the 10 lost tribes of Israel back into their homeland. Sabbatai Zevi publicly proclaimed himself as the Messiah in 1665, on the day of the Jewish New Year. At this juncture, his followers began referring to him as the Amira, a Hebrew acronym of the phrase, Our Lord and King, His Majesty be exalted. In fact, one of his followers labeled Sabbatai Zevi as, quote, the first begotten Son of God, unquote. A blasphemous title, to be sure. In 1666, Sabbatai Zevi traveled to Constantinople, the capital of the Ottoman Empire. While there, the Sultan's Grand Vizier arrested him, offering Zevi a choice. Either he could submit to a trial of his claim to divinity by facing archers who shot arrows at him and surviving, or Zevi could convert to Islam. Sabbatai Zevi chose the latter alternative. Afterwards, though, he contended that his apostasy constituted a part of his messianic plan. Numbers of Sabbatai Zevi's followers deserted him when they heard about what he had done in renouncing his messianic claims and becoming a Muslim. Yet some of his adherents, known as Sabbateans, remained loyal to him. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions bringing you another session about Jewish beliefs.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.